How'd the workout go?
The workout was great. A lot of athletes out here, a lot of people who was vocal, and you know, we all love the game, so it was a good workout.
So you played in Utah before, I'm sure the elevation didn't bother you or did it today?
It got the best of us during the beginning of the workout. We all just sat down, talked about it, and said it was mental, and we just wanted our best performance out here. So I think we did a good job just putting it behind us and playing.
What's the whole experience been with you guys this time of year? I mean, I can't even imagine going through this without a smartphone, all the airport time that you spend and downtime traveling from one place to the other.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of traveling, but it's definitely worth it. It's always fun when you step out on the court with different people, guys who you don't play against often. And, you know, I see a lot of these guys on TV, so it's definitely fun playing against them.
Does your attitude change a little bit now that we're inside a week to go? Just 6 days left until the draft actually takes place.
Just taking it day by day, just coming to the gym, trying to put the work in, and trying to continue to develop my game and get better.
Are you getting a good feel of where you might end up or what the future holds for you?
I got no idea right now. No idea at all.
What are your plans, you know, if the draft doesn't work out, or are you thinking D-League or Europe, or just dead set on the NBA?
Yeah, dead set on the NBA right now. Europe is not in my plan, so if I don't get drafted, I'm just going to go into the D-League, or hopefully a team will sign me, and if I go D-League, I'm just going to, you know, go down there, play hard, and try to prove myself.
What are teams looking from you?
They want me to bring versatility. They want me to guard a few different positions and just bring my athleticism and be active out there, get second shots and defend.
How fun has this process been for you?
It's fun. It's, like I said before, it's great stepping out on the floor with these guys. And that was my first time in the Utah Jazz facility, and it's amazing. I love the coaching staff, and they put us through a good workout today.
How different is it from the other ones you've been part of?
Just different guys. I haven't worked out with any of these guys here, but, you know, just a bunch of shooting, a bunch of skill work, and there we're playing. And that's always fun, competing against different talent.
When you think of the Jazz franchise, when you look at that logo, what kind of things come to mind?
Karl Malone dominated. Darren Williams and Carlos Boozer dominated. So, I mean, they got some young talent, Rodney Hood, Hayward, and they're going to be pretty nice in the next few years.
Do you know Rodney at all? You guys have a guest, an agent, right?
I don't know him. I've seen him around a lot. We spoke, but I really don't know him personally. Good guy, though.
How'd you do on the end of workout drill, that six layup drill?
Six layup drill. I missed my last layup. I was rushing. I missed the last layup. But if I had another shot at it, I definitely would make it. I definitely would get it.
Do you do anything like that anywhere else?
It was my first time doing that drill, actually. So it's new to me.
Pretty tough at the end of a workout with altitude and everything like that.
I mean, we all been playing basketball. I feel like we're all good, conditioned well. But if I had another shot, I'd get it.
What does your dad tell you about this process? Has he helped you along the way?
Yeah, just enjoy it. Every time I take the floor, play as hard as I can. Don't take possessions off, and make the best of every time I step out on the court.
Got any favorite stories about going up against Utah in conference play or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Winning the Pac-12 championship. That's about it. Getting that done. That was my first time winning that, so it was a lot of fun. Good experience for the team.